Vyankatesh from Venkatgiri. In Ahmednagar district, there is a taluka called Nevasa on the bank of River Pravara. There lived Mr. Sakrampant Nevaskar, my great-grandfather, who was a Sukhvastu Brahman. He served in the temple of Vyankatesh as a priest. The priesthood was carried on by his house for many generations. Few years later, due to some reason, he surrendered this priesthood to his brothers and shifted to Budhwarpet in Pune and settled there. He was proud to be a Hindu and was a strong devotee of Vyankatesh. I was told by my father some superstitious story about the religion which he was under. His grandfather, my great-grandfather, had a dream one day. A certain sage appeared in his dream and said, "In Madras province near Trichinpally, there is a mountain named Venkatgiri. You must go there. There is a big temple of Venkatesh on the top of the mountain. On the right side of the temple, there is a tree under which upon digging, you will find a bag of rice. On opening the bag, you will find an idol of Venkatesh. Bring that idol here and establish it on the place you are now sleeping." After uttering this message, the sage disappeared. He became anxious thereafter. He could neither eat nor drink for many days, he could not even sleep at night, and continued meditating upon that strange dream that he had seen. In those days there were no means of communication as we have today. We can easily travel from Himalaya up to Ravan's Lanka today. Nevertheless, he made up his mind to undertake this long journey on foot, and within 15 days, he was ready and set out. It took nearly 3 months for him to reach the destination. He had to suffer a lot during this long and difficult journey. He was wounded and went through jungles hungry and thirsty. Yet he believed that without this effort, he could not find God. According to his dream, he found the desired idol. But we do not know how far it is true. One thing is definitely true, that on his return, he erected that idol in our house, in Budhwarpet, in front of Native General Library. The idol was about 3 feet tall, 1.5 feet broad, 1 foot thick. He collected money and built a temple and an enclosure for it. He also built a small room for the priest to dwell with us. To meet the needs of the temple, he received annual grants from Peshwa government and donations from the rich people of the city. In this way, he received 700 rupees per annum for the temple. From that day onward, the management of the temple and conduct of worship are being carried out by my household till today. The person who has a turn for priesthood has to go to South India at least once in a year. The expenditure of that travel is borne by the devotees of Pune, Ahmednagar, Sholapur, Pandharpur, Barshi, etc. This contribution is known as Kangi. The person who goes on pilgrimage brings back holy food offering named Manohar with him. This is made of rice, ghee, and unrefined sugar. It does not get spoiled throughout the year. He has to distribute the offering among the people, who receive it with great respect and faith. This ritual has continued for the past 2.5 centuries. My great-grandfather Sakrampant had 2 sons called Lakshman Rao and Pandharinath. Lakshman Rao had 2 sons from 2 different wives. The first son was named Gopal and the second Balwant. In Pune district there is a village Karla, which is around 5 miles towards the east of Lonavala. Karla caves are spectacular. There is also a fair every year devoted to the local goddess. In this fair, the majority of the people who participate are from Mumbai and the regions around Mumbai. The fair lasts for 15 days. From Karla, around 1.5 mile away, there is a fort situated on a mountain. This is known as Lohagar. There is a pass at the foothills of the Lohagar, which leads to another fort called Rajmachi. These 2 forts can be seen from the train. It is not very hard to climb the Lohagar fort. There is a small mosque on the fort, and every year there is a small fair, ors, associated with that mosque. The weather and water of this place are very pleasant for the health.